Welcome to the Dairy Township Board of Supervisors budget hearing for the calendar year of 2018. Would you all please rise to the pledge of allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Although it is posted within the meeting room, I will advise those persons attending that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. At this point, Jim, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here. At this point, I will turn the program over to Mr. Nathan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the 2018 proposed budget program. The 2018 budget contained in this document is for your review and direction. This document contains all fund budgets administered by the county of Derrick, clearly displays all budget powers and priorities for funding for 2018. The general fund operating portion of this budget increases just 0.88%. 2017 and as presented includes no tax increase. General fund operating budget recommended for 2018 totals $17,809,407.
Excuse me, Jim. You just want to step to the microphone. I'm sure some of those folks, including myself, are struggling to hear you.
Okay, I'll talk a little louder.
Thank you.
You all right? Do a spotlight to get fun.
Pardon me?
It is Halloween. All right. Budget increases just $155,645 for 2017. The budget includes, based on the township service demand, the part-time information technology position has been upgraded to a full-time status. This is the only personnel change in the 2018 proposed budget. In the last 12 years, we only added 3 full-time employees. In 2006, we had 97 full-time. 12 years later, we'll have 100. So that's not real rapid growth for a township. Our employees have done a great job of manning the stations with the existing manpower. This also replaces aging vehicles in our fleet. It's estimated the cash reserve and general fund operating budget at December 31st, 2018. That's not the end of this year. That's the end of 2018. Will be $2,258,609. This is an increase of $109,701. This would go into the cash reserve. I think I said at the last township meeting that if the board does consider that roadway impact fee study, that money would come out of that, and that would be $100,000 less. I just want to let the board know that. I think we did discuss this at the last meeting. Cash reserve in excess of $1.5 million is recommended to meet the expenditures during the first 90 days of the year. We need at least have $1.5 million to make payroll and then make expenses. We only started getting the anticipated tax revenue in April, so that's why we need the $1.5 million as a reserve. As we say every year, the township's internal policy establishes $4 million as a desirable amount to maintain the general fund reserve. That's our target. We try to target $4 million. And we have made some substantial increases to that. If you recall, in 2010, our reserve is $400,000. So we have been able to grow it slowly but literally surely. Wage increases effective in 2018 have been estimated within each department's personal expenditures. The non-uniform ASME employees will receive a contractual wage increase of 3%. Derry Township Police Association members, even sworn police officers, also are scheduled to receive 3%. Plus, they get additional pay for longevity. Management employee salaries increases our budget again 3%. This document also includes the 2018 capital funds budget and all funds, street lights, pensions, liquid fuels, and recycling. These budgets amount to $23,744,939, which is an overall increase of $236,000. Again, that's an increase of just think, 0.99 to set this under 1%, which is phenomenal. This budget has submitted capture of all costs associated with projects carried over from previous years. We're expecting our revenues to increase by 0.13% and our expenditures to increase by 0.88%. If you look, it's a balanced budget. I think there's about $15,000 to spare between the projected revenues and projected expenditures. I also will caution you that we conservatively estimate the revenues. We're concerned about being overconfident and having a higher number than we anticipate. So we're fairly certain that we will make the $17,824,374. Examples, we expect to, this year, for the first time in a long time, to have our revenues exceed our budgeted amount. The increases are primarily large increases in Parks and Rec and Library are primarily attributed to our health care costs. Everyone on our staff here has done a remarkable job of keeping the cost down as much as they can. This is our general fund revenues, where we get our revenues from. Our biggest revenue collector, of course, is earned income tax, which is 1% of wages, 20% of all wages of people who reside within the Erie Township. Amusement tax and the parking lot tax amount to a total of about 13%. So we can certainly rely on that. And you will see the real estate tax amounts for $2,381,500. And this is for a general fund. This is not for a capital. This is just for a general fund. And you'll see that over the past few years, our real estate transfer tax has increased based on the growing economy. In 2008, we wouldn't have had near that amount of money. But because of the increased economy, that continues to rise. The expenditures, largest, of course, department is $7 million. That's 39% of the total budget goes to the police department. Fund transfers, that's one thing I did want to point out. Because of the board taking the bold action it did last year by raising the taxes to 37%, you can see our fund transfers decreased by 21%. That's direct response to the raising of the taxes last year. In the past years, we were supplementing our capital, our debt service, with transfers from the general fund. Because of the tax increase, we do not have to do that this year. That's why it's down 21%. Again, this is the pie chart for police administration, 6%, finance, 1%, board of supervisors, 1%. The board of supervisors at 1% does not include any wages or extravagant spending. I just want to clarify that. As you know, you're not making a mint sitting up there. You make $75 per meeting, and the maximum you're allowed to receive per year is $4,200. You have never reached that $4,200 threshold. Generally speaking, you make about $2,000 a year. So the other items included in here is consulting and other things that the board requests be done for betterment of the township. When we raised the taxes last year, our total tax millage was 1.99 mils. And what I did here is bring this chart out every year, and I try to compare apples to apples and adjust, compare it to a $100,000 property, assessed value of $100,000 property. You'll see that even with the increase we had last year, $100,000 is $199. And you can compare them to every other municipality. I think South Hanover is the only one around here that has a lower real estate tax rate than we do. And I think we provide important and terrific services for the amount of taxes we levy. If you see the asterisk there, the asterisk denotes the inclusion of 0.35 mils for library tax. Dairy Township residents do not pay that. This is paid out of our library, self-sufficient. It's paid out of our general fund budget. If you lived in any other municipality other than Middletown and Derry, you're assessed the extra 0.35 mils. Another comparison I'd like to show is how every dollar that a Derry Township tax resident pays to tax collector, the township only receives 7 cents or 7%. The school district gets 67 cents and the county gets 25 cents. So, and I might want to add this, or this is just a passing comment. There was a lot of talk about a 37% tax increase. Dollar wise, it was not as drastic as the 37% sound. If the school district had raised the same dollar amount, it would have been a 2% increase instead of a 37% increase. So what you did was bold, but it wasn't as dramatic as some people may have thought with 37%. When you have a low millage rate, you have to raise the tax higher to get any money. In summary, the proposed 2018 budget contains no tax increase for general fund operating budget as presented. In conclusion, this concludes the introduction of the 2018 budget to the Board of Supervisors and our community. Staff worked very hard and diligently on this budget, and I believe they are truly devoted to serving the county of Derry, providing best service for the funds the township trusts them. I thank you for your time, and I'll answer any questions you might have, or pass them off to somebody who knows more than I do.
Thank you, Mr. Nagle. At this point, do you want to go to the departmental presentation before you answer or field questions?
Fire funding's up first.
You got a light there, so be it. Are you plugged in?
Oh, the mic's on.
Good.
Well, is there anything on the, I don't know if there's a slide presentation, if we have anything. Jill says we're good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. The Fire Department is pleased to present its budget for 2018. As many of you, all of you know, my name is Scott Stein. I'm the First Assistant Chief of the Department. And due to the unavailability of Mr. Patrick Rudisill, our president, and Dave Sassman, our vice president, they asked me to step in as president emeritus to do the department's presentation for 2018. You can see in your packets there, the fire department budget has stayed fairly consistent with minimal increases. Even though last year we moved into our brand new renovated and expanded station, we are fortunate enough that the expenditures this year seem to be running fairly consistently with only minimal increases from where they were last year. And I think a lot of that's attributed to the ability of the department to implement cost-saving procedures in the department with electricity by keeping lights that aren't on all the time and they turn themselves off. When somebody comes into the room, they turn on as opposed to a light on and being left on for hours ahead. The department has continued to work diligently to spend the money that the township provides to us in a diligent manner to minimize our expenses. The percentage of increase with regard to the contribution is only a 7% increase. Last year we were budgeted at 15,000. This year it's at 16,000. We're only asking for an additional $1,000 additional. With regard to fire contribution, 97,000 the larger number this year. It's only a 3% increase from where we were in our budget last year. And as you can see from the averages as well as the year-to-date, our numbers are, and in a lot of areas, are much lower. And we're going to come in under budget in a number of these areas. So we're doing everything we can to keep this budget consistent over the course of the years. I do want to acknowledge that the Fireman's Relief Fund, I know I say this every year when I was president, for some of you may have heard it before, but that is a fund that is generated out of revenue collected by the state for the sale of insurance by foreign insurance companies, out-of-state insurance companies selling fire insurance within the state of Pennsylvania. They collect a money from those policies, and as a result of that, they collect that money and then divide it out based upon the township's population as well as its the property value here. And we're very fortunate to receive a large amount of money, but that is a fund that comes in to the township and is passed through the township to the fire department handling our primary responsible for handling the fire and emergency incidents in the township, that being the Hershey Fire Company. So that's a pass-through, and if you look at overall at our budget, we're really a very small number in that pie chart. And we're fortunate that because of the volunteers we have and the ability of the volunteers to come in and do all the effort that they do to appear and respond to calls and handle the emergencies. I like to say that if we had to pay for a department in the township, we'd be looking at a budget number similar to what the police department has, a much larger portion of the pie. So, you know, being that small piece of that pie, we appreciate the support of the supervisors in providing money every year for us. It allows us to operate. That coupled with our annual fund drives that we do, and we continue to plan to continue to operate diligently with the funds that were provided by you. We appreciate your diligence in providing that to us.
Thank you, Mr. Stein. Next will be Mrs. Hendrick.
Good evening. I have a few items to highlight on the Board of Supervisors budget and the administration budget. The Board of Supervisors proposed budget is $118,290, a 3% increase. The only request this year, in addition to basic expenditure, I've gotten a quote for $8,200 to get rid of all of these microphones and have the cords going across down here. It wouldn't be for the board just since those are stationary, but these are a trip hazard and they get damaged from people stepping on them, and it really limits where we can move our tables to and reach to. So $8,200 would replace all of these and provide a lapel for a presenter that can be anywhere in the room. That's it really for the board's budget. There weren't any other changes. The administration budget totaled $1,121,076, and that was an increase of $63,762. Our personnel budget had increased 7% for $58,808, and the reason for this was to increase 20 hours for our IT person. This would allow Brian to spend more time on security issues. Our supplies line item increased 9% or $1,250. Services increased $2,104. And the reason for that was every year we do a codification of our ordinances. And last year with the adoption of the zoning ordinance, it cost a lot more than anticipated, so I kind of held it over to next year. We'll do more of it next year. Building operations is looking at a $4,300 increase, and this is for custodial services, since that will be changing from the county. There are no capital expenses. One other thing I forgot was I budgeted $4,600 for ADA compliance. It was never done on these front doors. That would put an opener on two doors out there. The first set of doors would be a push button. It would allow people to access more easily.
Good evening,
present our incredibly boring budget for 2018. Just to put things in perspective, community development is about 4% of the township's expenditures with the Tampa Fire Department. Now, proudly tell you that about 3.6% of the township's overall revenues comes from our department, which is the way that we're to operate with the fees for the services that we provide. We're not supposed to make a profit. I'm very comfortable with those numbers. For the 2018 year, we are anticipating a decrease in expenditures of about 1% due to fewer zoning hearing applications and a reduction in health and prescription premiums. We've done a good job with the new zoning ordinance to keep it part of the zoning hearing board. We're also conservatively estimating a 4% decrease in our revenues for 2018, again due to declining zoning hearing board applications and building permit revenues. Although there does seem to be more building going on in the township, we're just cautious of how quickly everything's going to track through. We're not proposing any increase in our fee schedule for the 2018 year. The Consumer Price Index, which is what I use to measure our fees against, hasn't really budged much coming into the end of this year. However, I will tell you that there's a UCC, a state surcharge on every permit that we issue that is $4. Today we found out that as of October 25th, they raised that to $4.50. 4.5% increase. That money was directly to the state for code official training, certification, and their administrative fees. Under our capital projects, again, there's not many exciting things going on. We have the fourth payment on our 2015 Ford Escape. We're anticipating replacing our 2011 copier. Only if it's necessary. It seems to be working well because we've got like, the lifespan of them and two laptops for traveling code officials. Thank you.
Now, Matt, you may join us.
No, thank you. I asked Laura to go. Good evening, board members. My absolute pleasure once again to be here to present the Department of Parks and Recreation's proposed 2018 general capital budgets. Just play a very brief departmental overview and then jump right into the revenues, expenditures, and our capital budget. As the board knows, we provide a broad range of quality of life services, all focused and generated really out of 605 Cocoa Avenue and the recreation center. In addition to that, just under 300 acres of parkland that we operate both active and passive recreational opportunities to our community. Most of those linked by our 13.5-mile bicycle pedestrian trail that traverses the community. As the board is well aware of our special events, recently the Halloween parade, which was extremely successful, and remind everyone this Saturday is our annual arts and crafts show at the high school. Also, our child care program before and after school during the school year, operated out of the Erie Township School District, as well as our summer day camp program. And of course, all of our recreation and aquatics programs servicing infants through our student population. Jump into the revenues. As I mentioned recently in one of our public hearings in reference to the new community recreation center, we have kind of reached somewhat of a plateau in terms of our revenues, and see that reflected here for projections. In saying that, and with that said, this doesn't mean that myself and our staff are not continually looking for creative ways to generate revenue. We continue to do that, and will continue to do that in 2018. So you can see 2% here. We are looking at some additional recreational programming, projecting some increases in that area. Our aquatics is fairly consistent projection for next year. Parks with a 1% increase. Concessions, since we've taken that over, the pools have been going very well, so we're just trying to get this in line as we go third year. And in our child care program, which is self-sufficient as well, with a 3% increase, with the total estimated about 3% increase in revenues for the department, just under $1 million. On the expense side, as Jim had mentioned, in terms of our health and hospitalization insurance, some of those increases, as well as our bargaining unit increases, you see up in here in healthcare, reflect some of this increase here. One of the items I really want to just briefly review are these three items here in the budget, which really substantiate the majority of the increases. In this line up here, I thought it would be prudent to allocate, and I have about $20,000, $20,000 in potential additional consulting assistance if and when the project would be community center would move forward in project management, estimating, fact-checking, a lot of things that Greg Crucis' firm is doing now for us. As we move through that process, I think it's extremely important to keep those services going. As well as, once again, if we want to move forward, some capital campaign funding for services and getting that up and running. As Jill mentioned, the custodian services increase without county services, and that's our estimate for next year, which is a fairly significant increase. And then we have a staff person in the bargaining unit agreement with the tuition reimbursement program that's going through some graduate level courses. So there are really three of the larger increases within the expense side of the budget. Our aquatics, our parks, you can see we're really trying to maintain over the years our operation in our park system in terms of the expenses, and then of course our child care program, we estimated about 4%, and with departmental increase 7%, much of which was related to the increases that I just mentioned in the previous slide. And then on to our capital, realizing that the potential for a new community center, we're really not planning on dumping a whole lot of money into the next year into the community recreation center, but in saying that, certainly we will continue to maintain it within our general fund budget, but no huge capital items for 2018 for the recreation center. So really it's three items that we're requesting. That's our existing lease payments that we currently have. We are requesting a new AED and trainer's license for the center. That's on its last leg, and we need to replace that. And then the Spentrac 72-inch mower is primarily used at Founders Park, and it's also used in the wintertime for clearing of the walks around all our municipal buildings, as well as Chocolatown Park. It's also used for renovations on ball fields in the parks and other areas within the parks. This is replacing a Steiner tractor that we currently have that's between 15 and 20 years old. I wasn't exactly able to nail it down, but between 15 and 20 years old. So that's a 4-year lease at $6,200. So that's the extent of our capital requests this year. So with that, just thank you for your continued support and can answer any questions.
Thank you, Matt. We're going to hold questions until we get through all the departments. Thank you. Great, from the library.
Okay, thank you very much for having me in tonight. I'm excited to tell you about our budget for next year. Your library, just a little bit of information about our numbers. Right now we have over 113,000 items circulating. We have about 15,000 visitors per month. This is an average. So far this year we've had 950 programs attracting 9,687 attendees. And we have 34,000 library card holders, and 21,000 of them are Darien Township residents. So only note that program is as of 9:30. We will have more for the end of the year. Revenue is, we have a drop of 11% projected. A lot of the automation that's happened in libraries has cut down on fines. So while it's easier for patrons, it's less money in our banks. But we do expect some increase in room rental fees, since those are on the rise significantly at the library. The library has 14 part-time staff members, 4 part-time professional staff members, and 7 full-time professional staff members. For personnel, just like Jim mentioned earlier and Matt, our healthcare costs are projected to be higher. Also, in 2017, we budgeted lower for wages anticipated in the retirement of the director. So this coming year, it'll go back to some more normal rates. Loan materials, we have a decrease in the expenses there. Not much to report on that. I think we just moved some money over to somewhere else. Supplies and services, again, it's a pretty straightforward and static number, not too much of an increase. If we did increase, it's because we moved funding between the line items within this budget, just to more accurately reflect how we're using it. Building operations and maintenance. The increase that you'll see here is custodial services, which was a result of the quotes we got back for cleaning the library after we will no longer be in the county. That's the other big change in that one. Operational budget breakdown. Personnel accounts for 71%. Then we've got operations and maintenance at 11%, supplies and services at 6%. Loan materials at 12%, making our total operating budget $1,252,295. Next year for capital expenditures, we're planning on using part of our Liscannic Library Legacy Fund to work with a library design consultant to help us better use our space to accommodate the increased need for more people and less stuff, which is a new era for libraries, which is interesting for us. We're also hoping to upgrade some staff computers and also support the network activity to make the increased traffic of our technology more sustainable. And the total library budget, including capital expenditures, is $1,282,295. So thank you for supporting library services.
Thank you so much. Chief Warner.
This budget is not anything out of the norm from what we've had in the past. We're not adding additional personnel. We're not increasing any of our vehicle fleet or anything like that. So it's a little bit on the normal side for us. So some of the things that you will see an increase have to do with some of the cost and inflation of those things. Just to highlight on 3734, the equipment calibrations, what we did is we were doing calibration reimbursements through two or three different accounts. We combined that all into one account, so all the calibrations for vehicles, speed timing equipment, scales, other equipment that needs calibrated during the year, we all lump that into one account at 37.4. So that's what caused that exponential increase in that one line item. The CrimeView contract, that's our online reporting for anybody in the community, anybody outside of the community can see where crimes are happening. There was a little bit of fee increase for this year, so that's reflected in that as well. Cleaning services, we are ending our contract with the county this year, and so we'll need an increase in the cleaning services. They're not a great increase. We're actually going to kind of split some of that stuff in our department with actually doing some stuff on our own. So we're going to try to take some of the areas down as far as what they're required to clean. And then the overall budget change is up 3% as stated in the budget, around $7.2 million. Line items which we were able to reduce, booking center expenses, because we are doing a little bit less on the booking side, we are able to reduce the expenses that are incurred because of that booking center. I lumped a couple of these together, forensics and safety supplies, combined reduction of 16%. Advertising and recruitment, the last two times that we hired somebody, we did our own testing. So we did our own physical agility testing. We did our own written test, which we had to lay out a considerable amount of money to do that. We are now back in the Dauphin County Consortium. So they do the written test, they do the physical ability test, and then we get a list, and it doesn't cost the department anything to be involved in that, and then we can go into that list. Equipment maintenance contracts. That we reduced a couple of those line items because of moving those calibrations out of those line items into that separate specific line item. We're able to reduce some of those. And the Humane Society and Animal Control line item, 5534, we were able to reduce that again. And that's mainly in part to their attention to many cats. They're getting to the point where they're seeing less surgeries. And trying to control that population of stray feral cats. So it's really reduced the amount that we have to pay out in the Humane Society. One line item that we did reinstate for 2018, we had this before, it was taken out of budget, is the Employee Assistance Program. We have six employee peers, myself included, but not too many of the officers want to come to the chief for employee assistance. So we have five other peers that are there for employees that are having issues. We are also part of a larger consortium of peer officers through the county. And this goes towards the training of those officers, the continued training for those officers, and also training for our personnel and our supervisors. So the personnel get that employee assistance training, how to deal with stress, things like that. There's a little bit of stress on this job. So they learn how to deal with that. And then also the supervisors, that if they see an issue, they can report and get that person some help. And then about 64.9% of our non-contractual line items have either been maintained at the current amount or reduced. So about almost two-thirds of our non-contractual line items. What I mean by that is the wages and insurance and so forth. So our capital items, we're going to lease again. We have kind of a leasing matrix that's going on with our vehicles. We were to buy all three of these vehicles, it would be a full combined cost of $134,567. Our leasing for those vehicles would be $28,052. And we also have, what I mean by the matrix, the leasing matrix, we have vehicles that are coming off lease this year, and we'll have vehicles going on, and that's kind of how it is. Each year we'll have some coming off and some going on, so we kind of keep that cycle going and reduce the initial burden to the taxpayers. The radios, we actually reduced this a little bit to four portable radios. This is a multi-year replacement project. The portables that we have, the one I have there, they're not being made anymore, and the actual service of those radios stops next year. So if one of those portables breaks down next year, they can't service it. So we're replacing those incrementally. Mobile radios, I think in 2019, they will stop servicing there. So we'll have mobile radios that will also need to be replaced. raise that. So we're doing that incrementally each year. And then we're trying to keep up with the maintenance on the building. I think we have one of the best police departments in Central Pennsylvania, if not Pennsylvania itself. And we're trying to keep that up to date. There's some carpet that needed replaced. We did some of that this year. We're going to do some more next year. And then the year after that, do a little bit more. So we're trying to break that up so it's a little bit better on the budget. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Mr. Clark, Public Works.
Good evening, folks. I'm going to start with our revenues, which you can see here are down somewhat again this year as a result of the lack of larger infrastructure projects. There's a lot of been done over the last few years, water line replacement, gas line replacement, so that's down somewhat again. Moving on here to our administration budget, we have a couple increases here. We need to do some upgrades to the PCs in the administrative area, as well as we have the same problem with radios as does the police department, that they're going to be unsupported. So we're trying to replace those as we can and as finance can permit. Move into the operations portion here. We have some increases, slight increases for tools and minor equipment for weed eaters, parts we use, head triggers, power bars, things like that, scan tools for back in the shop to analyze the vehicles as they come in. So overall for 2018 our budget has increased 1%. Our capital budget has funding for the replacement of a dump truck that is a 39,000 large single axle dump truck, of which we have the most at this point. We have two 1999s that we need to move out of the fleet. This year we're going to take one out of it, as well as a replacing a Ford F-350. We replaced one last year that has frame rust issues. This is the second one of those two. As a safety item here, our large vehicle lift in the shop that takes care of a lot of fire trucks and a lot of RV vehicles has been in dire need of major repair and replacement for about a year and a half now, so we included that in this budget. And also a leaf picker. We have four leaf pickers that were purchased back, three, that were purchased back in the 1990s. We purchased one a couple years ago, and we have a spare that's probably about 35 years old. We run four leaf groups. Today, two of those pickers are down, so one of our first line pickers is down, as well as our spare. We're planning on purchasing this through a 902 grant, similar to what we use for the grinder for the recycling center, so we can start to replace some of these leaf collectors and keep them moving. Leaf collection's worse than snow when it comes to not getting there. We're showing here on the bottom Bullfrog Valiant's the Sandhill reconstruction project. We're showing that number in there. I also have just received one that wasn't included in that. That's for the replacement of the cross pipes for the stream on Bullfrog Valley Road ahead of that reconstruction. So it's there, it's a matter of when that funding is procured to do that. Liquid fuels, there's a slight increase as a result of the state changing their calculation a couple years ago, so that's gone up a little bit from what it was in the previous year. And the recycling center is pretty nondescript as usual. The revenue side, and that is the expenditure side, which is at minus 2%.
about all I have.
Thank you, Tom. Next is our 5-year capital plan summary. I'm not sure who's handling it, Jim.
Carol just wants to summarize the document that was handed out to the board in advance of this meeting.
Okay, what you see is what I have distributed to the board before. This is the 5-year plan we requested from the department. Listed down in this area are all of the requests that were submitted by the department, prioritized as the department has suggested. The check marks over here indicate what is being funded for the 2018 budget. If you see a check mark over here and an amount in 2018, that's what we're planning on budgeting for. The 2017 column has been completed based on where we feel we will end the end of 2017, and then the budget numbers have been put in to agree with what you received in the notebooks for 2018. The only difference is your notebooks do not include a $33,000 interest payment on a line of credit that we will be taking, maybe taking, for rec fund improvements, the rec center improvements. This line here where it says millage needed above existing tax rate, it's just the millage that has been calculated to fund any deficit. It's not saying we have to do this, it's just saying in order to fund that deficit, that is what you would have to increase the millage above the existing rate. There are amounts on here that are different from what you received initially based on lease payments that came in. So this is more in line with the 2018, it agrees with the 2018 draft budget you have in front of you. The copies that were sent out earlier, this has changed, not significantly, but there are some changes from when it was sent out initially. This does not include any debt funding for 2019 or future years. Depending on what you decide to do with the rec center, that can be added in at any time. There were 5 different scenarios that were provided. Those are all in here. It's just a matter of when you decide what amount you want, we turn it on and it recalculates everything. So.
Very good, thank you so much. This time we'll open the for the board members to ask questions of the department heads and township manager.
John, since we have the slide up, I'm sorry.
Since we have the slide up, does this indicate that we're going to need to raise taxes on the capital fund 0.2243? Am I reading that right? 0.2243 in order to break even and not have to raise taxes? Or what does that mean?
It's saying that we would have to increase the millage in capital projects fund by this amount to cover this deficit. However, the fund balance in capital projects exceeds this deficit. So if you want to let that deficit come out of the fund balance, then you do not need to raise taxes.
So we can either take money out of the fund balance to offset that or raise taxes 0.2243 in order to do that.
Correct.
2018.
Correct.
Or a combination.
This is not the general fund reserve.
We're not the capital fund.
That's another assumption that we do all of this, but this is just a snapshot of where we are today and what we're thinking might happen, so it's not actually what's going to happen.
That,
where we're put at.
Right, that's correct. And our choices. 2018 reflects what's in the draft budget now, so if you pass that budget as is, that's what will happen for 2018. Any deficit we'll either take from the reserve or raise taxes if you want to cover the deficit, or, but 2018 is what is in your budget now.
Right now it's factored in using the fund balance.
Correct.
So there is no tax increase necessary because we are drawing the fund balance from capital.
The 1.5 area.
No, that's the general. That's the general fund. This is the capital.
The capital in the budget shows a much higher reserve than what this does. That reserve, that I think if you said it's 1.5, that includes the restricted funds that we can't touch. That's in lieu money that are specifically set aside for certain projects, whether it be the sidewalk that needs to go in. Help me if I'm wrong. But
it's whatever community development has for the in
right.
and that.
So only about, I believe it's 800,000 of that is not restricted.
He's talking about 1.5 in the general fund.
In the general fund?
And that's, this, everything. So in the 2018 budget, you have projected that you'll transfer 1.53 to the capital?
No.
That's the unrestricted portion of it.
That's what we're applying to the 2018 budget, which requires no tax increase.
So this budget we have on our desk here anticipates taking $449,000 from the capital
fund balance. Yes.
For capital funded projects.
For capital funded projects.
Existing capital funded projects.
Correct.
Yep. For 2018.
And the list of new projects is below, or is that?
There's just a few.
Okay, so the list of new projects is embedded in all the different departments.
Yes.
But
yes.
But it's not summarized anywhere except for up there. There it was summarized in that document we carried out a little while ago. The 5-year capital plan has been summarized.
Correct.
But it's changed somewhat.
So it's not right. Minor changes, nothing.
Because we had your list. The list did not show up in your capital plan. The list of emergency is showing up in your expenditure. I don't think the list shows up in the original did control.
No, no. An example would be like the Public Works dump truck. The initial memo that went to the board summarizing everything showed we anticipated a lease payment that would be $39,727 per year over 5 years. It actually came in at $42,000 per year. So little differences like that. We used our best estimates, you know, initially, but now that we're getting more confirming numbers. So there are some changes like that. As Jim said, the lift was not in the original request. They didn't know at the time that they were going to need that.
And just to keep us all focused, what we're looking at is the 2018 budget tonight, and capital planning budget items would all be considered on a case-by-case basis as we move forward, as the board moves forward.
Yeah.
So while I don't want to minimize what we're talking about here, I just want to make sure that we stay focused on we're on the 2018 budget, and those are all selections that potentially could come before the board.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that $449,796 there, I have the 5-year budget that we were providing earlier here. Does that replace the $354,000?
Yes.
So that deficit actually goes up to $450,000. So a little more than $100,000 more. A little less than $100,000.
I think we put the $33,000 in the square foot.
Right, yeah.
The $33,000 is...
That's the seed money for the rec, the maximum we could borrow for the rec center.
Well, no, we borrow for the rec center to start schematic. We were paying, I think the board's paying a $1.4 million drawdown. The maximum exposure we would have in 2018 as far as paying the interest is $33,000. As if we draw down the whole $1.4 million, it would be less if it's drawn down just $1 million or whatever. But we didn't have that before. We had that $33,000 to make sure we had it covered. Yes, that's in the way.
So while we're on that topic, Matt, based on the timeline, it's conceivable that we would be further into design, if we proceed with it, we would be further into design in 2018 than 1.4 million. Because as I look at the timeline today, I really had design being finished up in July and then contract documents in July of December. Have you any thoughts there concerning that?
There is a potential, depending on how quickly the decision is made, that we may end up on an earlier timeline where we may get further design, as you just indicated. But with the current schedule that we're looking at, and Greg's kind of been massaging this as well, and we're looking at the 1.4, but you're right, there isn't a potential for getting further down the road in 18. It's hard to put that in.
Yeah. But if we did as you know, if we went according to one plan, you know, we may not do anything, we may do, you know, but if we went according to one plan, we would potentially do a bond issue at some point. And then that payment on that bond issue would not start until the following year, that's correct. Okay, so that would not be 2018, that's correct.
And I guess that's why that 2019 that is number is so big there, because that anticipates the no that this doesn't even include the rec center, does it? This is non rec center.
It is not included in there. I did click on a button at the bottom.
Okay.
Let me take that out.
And Jim, these numbers are based upon a five-year capital plan based upon input from our department heads as to what they reasonably expect they need in the years moving forward. Subject to change, of course.
And subject to change, that's correct.
Right.
Additional questions from our board members?
So then the transportation study is not in here, that's correct. So we have to decide tonight whether we should do the transportation study, is that correct?
Well, you should have read it next week. It would be helpful tonight if you want to say we can look at any budget.
Okay, and then just a minor pet peeve is that we also look at the board of supervisors line item. I think ever since I started, I've found that to be misleading because it shows 100,000. The first person in the public that wants to be critical of the township before looked at it as well. They get paid a lot of money, and it's just not accurate. I wonder if a different line item could be created or something. The board of supervisors' wages and then board of supervisors' other or something like that.
I think it is
that way. When you do on the next page, it is.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
I tried to explain that tonight on my end. I saw and heard, you know, somebody complain about the board's line item. How the most you can make in a year is $4,250. You can't make over that. The state will come in and shut you down. You have to go home.
Right.
So it's kind of like a perennial concern.
And I can attest that the board of supervisors have never met that threshold.
We're well in excess of it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Weren't you saying that in 17, part of that budget was
covered. Well, in the 17 budget, when the board decided
to do with the road cost. That was something absolutely benefited the community. The community embraced it. It was money, it was desire. But that money was charged back to the board. The board requested it. And that's how we operate a budget. We basically assign the funds for the appropriate line item. So there's a lot of things that the board, when the board went for a Middletown Road replaceable, another important project, but that was charged back to the board. I mean,
if it wasn't part of the department's budget.
In fact, it's not going to be the end of something you're proud of. You're taking action and doing what's right.
So I think that, I mean, I don't necessarily like that. I don't think, but where else do you charge it?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't want to give it, if it's 1 year is for Crystal Brown, for Dirk and Emmett.
Yes.
But it wouldn't be right to do that to the truck department because you didn't ask for it, we asked.
Correct.
So,
that's correct.
Yeah. So I get that. Yeah. It would be nice if it went somewhere else because it's not. The crossing on Fulton Road or Board of Supervisors. I don't want to see that connection, but I get it because there's nowhere else. So.
And for what it's worth, each one of those decisions, too, were made during public vetting and discussions and everything as well. I mean, each one of those projects that we've been charged back to that line item per se has been discussed multiple times during the recurring. So it's not like it's some hidden, decision making.
Maybe we should change the name of manager.
Yeah.
Are there additional questions for the board members? Very good. Hearing none, we'll open the podium to the public. I see a huge number of the public out here. Dale, do you have anything?
No.
Dave? Jay?
No, I just walk on down the road and stand there. I'm glad to see it's on there, but it's not. Is it set? It's going to happen? Or is it, it's been on the works for some time now. I'm just concerned about the stormwater getting done ahead of time, too.
First off, there it is.
And Jay and I discussed some of this prior to coming into the meeting. They have looked at their stormwater facility, the crossroads of the road. Where they're at, I don't know, but I gave them back in the middle of the summer a timeline of 2018 potentially to do both of those roads. So, I've heard anything since, but they know the timeline that we're working on from our end. Where they stand at the impact.
Understood. I'm not sure that answers the question.
I'm
just saying,
if you have to stay in the budget, but I do have a concern, I'll bring up a meeting sometime about the stormwater getting done.
Okay. But, at the DTLA meeting you'll bring up?
No, you guys need to be aware of what's going on.
I think we should be aware of it, but we're chuckling a little bit about it, but that really is a DTLA meeting.
Yeah, probably so.
The upside of it is, like I give everybody some peace of mind, most of what needs done on the whole program especially is cross-site. There's a few small parallel pipes on there, so most of them are in inlet, on the shoulder of the northbound lane that simply cross under the road and stream and hit. So it's not like there's a whole network coming down through there. It's really important. Sandville Road does have a lot of parallel pipes on it, but that was reconstructed about 20 years ago, and I think, as I recall, the majority of that.
Okay. It's fair to say, Jay, I guess you get this is in process.
Right.
It's a lengthy task.
And the other question I have in regards to 5 years out, are you going to continue revisiting that every year?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that while there's much fanfare about this 5-year budget or 5-year capital planning, That's a state requirement. We've been doing that for, well, you, this is your 21st budget.
Yes, my 21st budget.
I heard 22 last week.
No, actually, we need to do a five-year capital plan to do any type of borrowing because that's Standard & Poor's requires it. So we have to submit to Standard & Poor's.
Okay.
With any other thing, any time we do a bond, we have to get it so we can update it.
So
do you update it every year or is it every 5 years?
Every year.
My understanding is every 5 years,
now,
a year ago.
No, it's every year for 5 years.
Okay.
But the ability of the tools, you could update it as often as you want.
Yeah, I think that some of our excitement in this is there's an actual tool where you can live, you're seeing, you click a button, and you're seeing the impact directly to our budget.
It's very difficult because a sinkhole can put us behind $100,000 or $200,000 if we get a sinkhole somewhere. So the five-year plan is just a guideline, a roadmap. It's nothing concrete. It's where we'd like to be in 5 years, barring no other emergencies or catastrophes. That makes sense.
Okay. Mr. Gamble, anything?
I'm just listening to Marty.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else to come before the board?
Do we anticipate when are we going to vote on this? It will be next meeting, you think?
No, it'll probably be the first meeting in December.
Okay.
So that's September or second meeting in November or first meeting in December.
Right, we can do either one.
What we're going to do, if you're sent, we're going to put the budget together as presented tonight and make that the final. We're required to have it displayed for 20 days prior to enacting this. It's only been displayed 10 days now.
Right. It's only been, I don't even think 10 days.
Okay, so we cannot act on it until the 20 days expire.
And that's, is that the 20 days without any modifications to it?
No.
Okay.
No.
So once you during the publishing, we can still modify it. If we put this budget out there for public viewing,
okay, it's out there now.
Okay,
the draft is out there now. We'll make whatever changes that the board wants, but I didn't hear too many yet tonight. And that will be the budget will be adopted in November 28th or first meeting in December. I think you're out. Yeah, okay, so we'll probably do the first meeting in December. Is that the time?
That'll be plenty of time.
I just want to give ourselves opportunity talk amongst ourselves about some things here and if we want to collectively want to modify a few things or not.
We appreciate it.
Sooner than later.
Yes. As much lean time as possible.
So is there an appetite to bring up the transportation study now and discuss that? Or do we want to do that at a later time?
Probably best for public notice purposes to do it at a later time so that it's on an agenda later as that item.
Well, it's not, it's just put it this way. If I know it's not suspended. Well,
if you discuss that at the next meeting and vote yay or nay, we can make the adjustment and add before
it's probably the best meeting, probably the best course of action. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Bowles, I do have a question. On the fund, the deficit, and set it by the increase in millage, 0.22 something. Is that a 20% increase in millage?
That is a scenario that if certain projects were adopted by the Board of Supervisors, that there could potentially be that deficit. And then it's a matter of how is that paid. And that is simply coming from the capital budget component of our overall budget. Does that make sense?
Well, I guess the millage figure at the top says 0.99 something.
Do you want to explain the millage? So there's, do you mind explaining the different millage, the allocation of the millage?
Yeah, our total tax millage is 1.99, just got 2 mills. 1 mill goes to capital, 1 mill goes to general. Each mill generates about $2 million.
So So that 0.22 would be a 0.22 increase on a 1%. On the 1% for the capital.
Right. It's a 10% increase.
Are you talking about 2018 or 2018?
2018, you see the 2243.
Right.
And up above, it says existing tax rate 0.99.
That's our existing billing right now.
Right, and that's the capital part of it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so to fund the capital without taking from reserve, because we require a 20% increase approximately in that capital billing.
We're not doing what we're doing.
You said without the reserve, that would require 20% in our capital.
Which is about 10% total. If you say the capital and the whatever the other part was, the total of 2%.
I think I understand what you said.
So the capital was 1%? For 1 mil, and the other part is the other part.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
The profit. Operating for the level.
Yeah. 0.99.
Yeah. Right. Right.
10%. Total.
Correct.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions? Then at this juncture, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Moyer.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Eggles. Thank you, folks, for adjourning.